What's going on, Vic?
What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Just want to welcome everybody to the live show.
Yeah, we're doing a live Instagram live show right now.
So, you know how it go.
We got a few people in here. You know, everyone else is working.
Yeah.
No.
Yes, Biden. Yes. People are working. Americans are working right now.
Yeah, best unemployment numbers ever. Fucking today, it's gonna be a good one. I got a good feeling, man.
I hope. We'll see.
Want to get into what we're doing?
Yeah, let's get into what's on today's show.
A little summer updates into our hearts and minds on football, Biden, Adam Levine, and then we jump into Jack's news. We're gonna be talking about a big-breasted man that we should all learn to appreciate.
Levine. Oh God, what did I?
Adam Levine.
What did that 5 foot four twerp do? Anyways,
the guy that made Admiral Levine famous.
Oh yeah.
Whatever the fuck her name is.
What's up? I can't believe we're on Instagram Live. That's pretty dope. We're still working on it. I'm pretty sure you get to hear echoing, but it's all right. Just deal with it.
Hopefully not on the recorded show. But
we'll see.
You're at work, what more could you ask for? Yeah. Stop it.
Take a shit on job time and listen to us. All right, let's get into Jack's
updates.
I also
want to apologize because I'm fucking dying right now.
Yes.
That's part of my updates.
And I forgot my drink in the fridge, but I'm not getting up, so I'm just going to die. Anyway.
Oh, yeah?
Jack's updates. Let's go.
Allow me to sip this slowly. So I was working on my landscaping, right? As a homeowner, maybe not. Maybe some people don't give a fuck. But I'm really into making my house look nice, you know? Mm-hmm. So I buy some old furniture because I'm also cheap as fuck. Some old decor. I scratch it down. I repaint it. The way to do it if you're not rich. And my wife and I decided to make it tropical themed, you know, because we kind of miss California. The weather here is...
You miss California?
I miss the weather. I miss nothing about California except the burritos and the weather. So...
All right.
Now you need to imagine I got a broken pineapple lamp I'm fixing. The fabric for the patio furniture has got pineapples on it. There's fucking palm trees left and right. And it was brought to my attention that pineapples on cruises is widely known that if you put a pineapple on like your door or upside in a certain
down.
Area upside down, it means that you're a swinger.
Yes. You see that on the Disney cruises a lot, I think.
That's a thing on the Disney cruises.
Yeah, I think Cinderella then comes at your door like 2-3 in the morning and sneaks in while your wife is taking a shit.
Thank you, Walt.
Did I just throw you off?
Yeah. Thank you, Walt Disney, for everything you've done. No, but I didn't know any of this. So now you have to just try to imagine that my backyard, it just basically screams swing party. And
hey, this California guy ain't too bad here in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely hilarious because I only found out a day after almost completing everything and Amanda still has no idea. And I don't think I want to tell her.
No, don't.
I'm gonna wait for the bell to ring.
or just someone's just gonna open the door.
Neighbors are gonna come by. Hi, neighbor.
How are you? How you doing?
We were just in the neighborhood.
Yeah. I'm bringing five of my girlfriends here.
The fucking cuck husband's like, so.
Imagine big bulky guy, bearded, wearing the coveralls, camouflage.
Yeesh.
With the hat. Comes in your front door, goes, what's up, boy? You ready? You want to wrestle like a piggy?
You know what? If I had any attractive neighbors, I'd play it off like that. Hi, who invited the neighbors?
I'm sure you have attractive
This is amazing.
I'm sure there's attractive neighbors. The only thing is they're probably chained up in the basement. But
yeah,
listen, everything comes to light. Everything in the dark comes to light. You know?
Fuck yeah. So what's going on with you? How's your side of the world?
I mean, my life around this time just revolves around football. That's all it is. I mean... It is what it is. Finally, I got my first win, week two. I'm in two separate leagues. So on ESPN, I'm 1-1. On my Yahoo league, I'm 0-2. Now, you can't blame me. I got to blame my guys because Derrick Henry has not been showing up these last 2 weeks. Kittle's been out for the first 2 weeks. And I have Joe Burrow in my other league. And It's a deeper league.
Not Joe Burrow.
Yeah, it's Joe Burrow. He did a Super Bowl appearance last year. But, I mean, he's in my deeper league. I didn't want to draft a quarterback too quick. I wanted to have more depth on my chart. But and then right. I also have Jamar Chase, which is one of the wide receivers for the Bengals. And if Joe Burrow's not doing his job, Jamar Chase can't do his job. So I've been hurting. Connor just had an ankle sprain, not going to be serious. He'll maybe be out for week three, but if he's given a week three appearance, he's probably going to be limited. So that means Connors is not going to have any gold work. But if you're an owner of Derrick Henry, I have some good news. So Derrick Henry won. He did start off rough. He had a first 2 weeks that were bad. They definitely shut down that fucking O-line, both Giants and the Titans. Shut it down. But moving on, I mean, week three is going to go against the Raiders. And then in week four, he got the Colts. Then he goes and bye. And then he comes back to play Colts in Houston. So Derrick Henry should be picking up. So if you're a Derrick Henry owner in fantasy football, just hold on to him. Keep him. If he rises and you want to get rid of him after week six because they're going to be playing some miserable fucks. But let's get on to the topic of the show. I mean, did you see what our future American president did? So this is a rant.
This is a rant.
So the future American president of the United States, Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis, is shipping people to Martha's Vineyard. I mean, if you're going to ship them and illegally drop them off, then why doesn't he just extend the courtesy and bring them there? But there's some bullshit fucking accusations, of course. Here we go. Dexter County Sheriff. So there was a sheriff, Javier Salazar.
This is his spot, right? Like Martha's Vineyard is his territory. This could be anybody. This could be the sheriff in your town, but just specifically Martha's Vineyard town sheriff is making these accusations.
Yes. Those Bills are scary. Yes. The Bills are fucking out of this world. Buffalo Bills is winning the Super Bowl this year, by the way. This is on Instagram Live. So when you hear me cut off, I'm just answering a question here. But so the sheriff from Bexar County Sheriff Department opens up an investigation stating that I think it was 48 or 50. We'll just keep it at 50 migrants were lured into Martha's Vineyards.
Lured.
Under false hope of everything. Right. The migrants were taken there and just stranded. Also, the sheriff further states that he cannot give definitive proof, but allow the Unfollow Vic boys to give you proof and facts and words coming out of DeSantis. So lured in. No, they weren't lured in.
But before, just the accusation of they were lured in.
Yes.
Like to me, that image of like they're on a bus and they just like with a fishing line, they fucking cast out a job contract and they just like bring them all in as they're chasing the fucking job contract. Like, bro, nobody's luring anywhere.
Yeah, no one's lured in.
They were heading here.
You just sped up the process. And you gave them a shower, a haircut.
Are you fucking kidding me?
A hotel.
No, this is insane. But yeah, you were saying?
Yeah, it is insane. And like I said, so the sheriff said they were, and he used that word. He goes, no, I am going to use the word. I'm going to use the word lured. So they basically saying that DeSantis lured these people in here. That's wrong. So migrants, they volunteered. They were showered. They were fed. They were given haircuts. They were kept in hotels. So they were not lured in here. All right, now we go take it into Martha's Vineyard where the sheriff says that they were left stranded. That's false again. The migrants were not taken in there and left stranded.
Stranded with a map?
Yes, exactly.
List the phone numbers.
Yeah. They should have put Martha's number on there.
They were down the block from Obama's house. You're stranded in front of the fucking the ex-president's house. Yeah. How do you really?
So yeah, like I was saying, they all signed the consent form. They also had a vendor from Florida provide all the 48 to 50 migrants with a packet, which included a map. It included, you know, the map of the vineyard and I'm pretty sure the island, numbers and services on the island. And then it also included the numbers in Massachusetts that handle immigration and refugees. So clearly, voluntarily.
The only thing they didn't give them is an apartment
yes.
and a job.
Exactly. Well, sometimes you got to venture for things on your own.
No, no. But what I'm saying is they gave them none of the numbers to immigration. What do you think immigration is going to do?
You remember what the Clintons and the Obama did. They took these people and put them in cages and saran wrapped them with foil.
Right. DeSantis, and then Trump put them in Obama cages.
And, and then just to let you know. And
who built those cages, Joe?
Yeah. With the care package. Yeah. Do that again. I love it. Jack does a mean, pretty Obama impression, too.
Huh? I didn't not build those cages. They were there when we came here.
Yeah. Thanks, Bill. Wait, we're still alive? So there's also work available there. Obviously, I'm not going to go in depth. I don't know what type of work, but I'm sure there's work available there.
Waiters.
Lodging areas. I mean, it's a island. It's a vineyard. You have...
And it was 50 people.
48 to 50 people. I mean, if you can't
even if you round up and save 50, that's... I mean, I've seen bigger parties in backyards.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to get into that right now because... They said they couldn't house 48 illegal migrants. But
have you been to a barbecue in the Bronx?
Yeah, but Jack, if you would stop cutting me off real quick.
Sorry, I know, the jokes. They got to come out.
Save them for a minute. Let me fucking say what I got to say. Shit, I sound more choppy. Go. So, and then it's like I was saying, they couldn't even stay there. I don't even think they were there for more than 24 hours. They couldn't house 48 to 50 migrants. But on Obama's birthday, during COVID, while everyone's being masked and saying, get the mandate, Obama had 400 people, 400 to 500 guests. Then on top of that, he also had 200 staff members at his birthday on his $11.75 million compound on 29 acres. So he has
200
what?
Help. 200. So a quarter of
so
the
basically
help.
Almost 50% of the guests, 50% were staff. So every staff had two guests. And it's crazy how
that's not bad.
They went nuts. When 48 to 50 people showed up on Martha's Vineyard to where Obama had a COVID party on his 60th with over 600 people. And you're telling me you don't have a place to house him, but you want him here, right? Because everyone had signs. No one's illegal. We welcome all. We just don't welcome where you live. We can bring them all where other people live.
And you can have a party in the middle of a COVID epidemic, pandemic. No big fucking deal. Yeah, we all know that the older you get, the better your body is at fighting the disease. So.
Yeah, exactly. And then they declared an emergency.
An emergency what?
For 48 people showing up on their island.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's weird. Yeah, they brought in the National Guard, right? They didn't even do that for the riots.
Yeah, exactly. What? People are burning down the streets and gassing up houses and leave it alone.
Arson, burglary.
Let the 20 cops in Minnesota figure that out.
Fucking Kenosha happened.
But what's National funny, because obviously when that guy, Sheriff Salazar, made these things, and obviously proof helps and facts.
Yeah.
I just wanted to get into some Biden administrative facts when it leads to the illegals.
Oh, yes.
We're going to get into this. So since Biden's been in office, and we're going to compare this to the Martha Vineyard. Martha Vineyard had 48 to 50 migrants. They were gone.
Two of them were pregnant. They were gone in 60 seconds. It depends on how you think about it.
Yes. Since Biden has been in office, over 4.9 million illegals have crossed the border and over 900,000 of them have crossed undetected, right? You can see this on fairus.org. You can get all, they specialize on the border. They specialize on everything. Just between June and July of this year, 2022, over 200,000 people crossed the border into the Southerns. You know, we're talking Texas and all that. Yeah, nice. How's that nice? And then they want to go crazy over 48 fucking people? Fuck off. I mean, what about the people in Texas and all those other surrounding southern borders? I mean, and then you got union guys that go crazy that are for the the Biden administration. I mean, I'm not, we're not trying to do a political thing here, but we do have to admit that this guy is the one of the worst presidents we ever had. And I don't care what you believe in the union world. And he's creating, he's not creating tens and thousands of million jobs. I mean, it takes 9 months to create a fucking one McDonald's in New York City, right, from the ground up. There's no way you created all those jobs in 18 months to 2 years. You know what I'm trying to say? Like, you got to fucking crack to fucking believe that.
I know a lot of people that lost their job during the pandemic and then really honestly haven't even bothered to come back from that. One, because Biden's just giving them money. And that I personally know someone who's got thousands on a card that can buy groceries from now until, you know, it's like free thousands of dollars, which is fine, you know, if you need it. But when your safety net turns into a fucking hammock, you get comfortable. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it's not. That's not the way it was really supposed to go. But these fuckers over here didn't care over in Martha's Vineyard. They had them out in 44 hours, bro.
Yeah, but did you
In 44 hours, they went really? From, I thought God.
I thought that was even quicker than 48 hours.
44 hours. Really? And they slept, you know, at least 10 hours in between that. So, I mean, you figure,
but these,
they showed up.
These are the
they
people that
out.
Want diverse. I mean, I'm not saying I don't want diversity. I want you to cross, but I want you to cross legally. But these are the people that are saying, let anyone cross. I mean, 4.9 million people have crossed under Biden right now.
But no one talks
about
it. And
he had, 81 million votes? So I'm assuming our next election, he's going to be around the high 90s. I think Vegas should have it. FanDuel should have it at 98.5 million under over?
Look. If I know that I don't really care about the people coming over and, you know, if they're seeking asylum, women, children. Yes. Duh. Fucking duh.
Legally.
But I mean,
your parents
crossed
legally. My parents.
My parents crossed legally, but they weren't escaping the cartel. You know what I mean? So I can't say it's the same shit.
Yes.
All
no,
I'm saying.
But for the working man, I mean, you got to understand this costs $12 billion a year to keep illegally crossed people alive. Why does that got to come out of our checks?
Oh, well, that's all politics and policies and stuff that to me and you, we don't get paid the big bucks to understand that.
No, I understand that. I don't want to understand that. What I want is people to cross legally, because at the end of the day, this hurts my check. It hurts my family. It hurts my future investments. And on top of that, the more people that come in here, the more chances of it's going to eventually, if you can't beat them, join them. You think the U.S. won't change in some parts of the world? I mean, we're looking at Chicago already. It's a third world country. California is a third world country.
Yeah.
If you go to parts in New York City, you feel like you're in a third world country.
That's what I'm saying. I don't think that this is the best place for people who are trying to escape and trying to get over. Even if you do it illegal, I think that they should honestly, their first stop should be Martha's Vineyard. You should show them the best.
Yes.
And then after that, you know, you send them to the White House.
It's like the military. And before you go to basic training for a week, you go to, you know, you get your uniforms and they could get their job applications.
100%.
Yeah. They should use some of Obama's compound to make it like an in process. You
and
in
if
process,
they don't like
where
it,
do you want to go?
Build a fucking wall.
Exactly. Oh, no, actually, it should, listen to this. It should be like, yeah, exactly. But look, it should actually be like the military. Like, if you come here across illegally, you go to Martha's Vineyard to get in processed, right? You don't have a choice where you go. I didn't have a choice when I was in the military. They said I was going to Alaska. I was like, oh, fuck. You know, I got into a little bit of a, you know, trouble. Not crazy trouble, not anything. And they were like, no, actually, you're going to Fort Hood, Texas. Fuck you. Which I had a great time, but you should not have an, they should be like, all right, you 1,000 are going to go to Alaska, you 1,000 are going to go to Seattle, you 1,000 are going to Texas and blah, 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 and just spread them out, man.
Yeah, that's it. It's easy. It's easy. Modern problems call for modern day solutions. And this is pretty close. I mean, look, I got to give it to DeSantis.
He's great.
He definitely, I mean, I don't know if this is like a brilliant, everybody's on his dick, loving this guy for this. I don't know if it's a brilliant move, but I know it's a move, and that's better than nothing, which is what I feel like everyone's been doing. You know what I mean?
I like, think the inside of that move,
I think you can get a little bit.
Yeah. And I think what he was trying to do was just, he put people on the spot.
You know, yeah.
Liberals, the leftists, the Democrats, they want this. They want better for people. Mm-hmm. They want people all around the world to just free and come, but they don't want you to come into their land.
Right.
You can't have illegal immigrants on the Democrat land because they freak out. Look at Martha's Vineyard. Ah, we're going crazy. Get the buses. Yeah. Get them out of here. Declare an emergency. Yeah. But you can allow over 200,000 people to cross the Texas border monthly. That's right. the shit I don't get.
But when I'm... This is just a little like nobody. I'm not a Trump fan. I'm kind of a Ron DeSantis fan now, but originally the fantasy behind Trump was that he couldn't be bought because he already had money. He didn't need to answer to anybody, right? Mm-hmm. And to a certain extent, it's true. 100%. I believe that there's no one that could tell Trump. I mean, yeah, everyone's got a price, but the only reason that a lot of people weren't really looking at Ron DeSantis like a serious, like, you know, if he runs, I might actually vote for him, is because according to a lot of people that I know, they all believe that he's just another one of these Republicans that will just toe the line and do what the rest of the Republican Party's doing. But when you do this, you spit in everyone's face. You don't just, I mean, yes, it's a big help to, let's say, Texas and Florida and all these other places that are getting these immigrants, but
No!
Yeah, those guys don't like it. Obama's like, hey, Pedro, did you invite your family over again? You know, it's not.
He's got 11 bathrooms, Obama, in that compound.
Oh God, what I would do for 11? You? These
two
people don't.
I got two in a one bedroom apartment, and I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
But and then, real quick, before we get into our next thing, this is another thing that's like the media. And the world is outraged. I mean, they're covering it. They're going nuts. This is all you see now.
Yeah.
For the most part, over 50 illegal people that went to Martha's Vineyard. But where was the media when there was 50 illegal immigrants locked up in a trailer? It was basically like a slow cooker.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, on the back of a truck. Yeah. It was a fridge truck that for the AC broke down, and instead of letting the guys out, they were just like, yeah, fuck it, truck's broke, and then just walked off.
A real Mexican slow cooker right there. I mean, that's insane. Where was
anybody
the outrage?
Want any Peruvian stew?
Yeah, where was the outrage for that? Nowhere. There was no outrage for that. And then you got fentanyl crossing.
Fentanyl.
Fentanyl. Sorry.
Fentanyl.
As in high numbers during the Biden administration, but the news is not going over that.
I can't find any.
You know, you got a Narcan, the idiot that's trying to die every day. But when the little kid that has cancer, oh yeah, just donate 60 cents a month. We'll figure it out. It's a multi-billion dollar industry.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. There's no better country in the world. I don't give a fuck. They're all trying to come here, man. Just remember that.
We are like, I don't know, man. Like I said, like when you're young, all you care about is hanging out, eating, playing video games, whatever. Just and then when you get older and you got responsibility and bills, it gets crazy. I mean, I know you said you're not, you don't support the whole Trump thing, but you, I mean, I can at least say I think Trump was way better. And I did support, I did vote.
It was better, yeah.
Way better than what we're dealing with now. And I think.
But look at how low that bar is.
Look at, what do you mean?
I mean, anyone else, honestly, at this point, could have done a better job than what we got going on right now.
You and I could have figured this whole fucking thing out.
I'm fairly certain that we could have done a better job.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I mean,
we don't have that job.
Inflation record high over what, 40 years, four decades? Hasn't been this high. And then the balls on this guy, he gets to go on 60 minutes. I caught a little bit of it. He's like, yeah, but we brought it down an inch. That's a start.
Yeah. It's an basically inch. Flat, man.
It's up fucking 6 inches. Come on. Yeah. You know, when you build stairs, I used to build stairs. If you're off a quarter inch times 13,
yeah.
You're off a lot.
Yeah.
Bringing it down an inch. You see it? Gas prices went down, but they're still up $2 and fucking 60 cents, jerk off.
It turns out if the mountain is flat, you're still high up in the air. Weird.
Okay, what do you got here on this next one? Because I'm looking, and I'm liking.
I
don't even know what the hell and this is. Oh God.
Me either. All they needed to do, I'm telling you, reporters, writers, they're getting really good at picking pictures to put up to really catch the eye.
Yes.
So I wanted to bring up this because Adam Levine used to be my man crush. I don't give a fuck who has, you know, any other thoughts about that. Man is gorgeous. Has the best tattoos in the world. His voice like an angel. And plus, you don't really, I don't think you would feel that gay having sex with him. Kind of, you know, he's got a feminineness to him. So whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy is obviously just.
That was Jack's words.
Straight.
By the way,
yeah, mine. Those are my words. This guy is straight smoking for all of his years with all of his music coming out. And he's doing a show where he's the one where they have to turn the chairs and they got to get the voice. He's got money, he's got everything. And now we have the Thought Police coming out on high alert.
More money, more problems.
Yeah, a whole bunch of accusations of women saying that he flirted with them, he was inappropriate, and da da da. No, look,
I'm sorry, I'm looking at all the accusers besides the hair color, and they all look the same with these fucking lips,
including the girlfriends and the wives at the time.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they all pretty much look like the progression of Instagram models where they like started off pretty cute and now it's fake as fuck with this last one. But no, I got to say, I would bang all of them. The latest, come on, they're fucking gorgeous. Look, anybody at home that's still watching this, just Google this shit. These girls are drop dead gorgeous. You could be women looking this up and you cannot argue with me. I don't care who you are. These women were designed and genetically
That's fake. If you look at a picture of them when they were 18 and 22, that's not what they look like. I mean, I get it. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. But no, I don't find that. I don't know if J. Cole said this, but there was a little, you know how they put a picture and then a quote and they say J. Cole said it. I don't know if he did say it.
George
I'm pretty
Washington.
Sure he said it. The rapper J. Cole. He said, listen, the women that are normal and still working, you're the real winners, not these Instagram.
100%.
And 100%. Yeah, 100%.
So four women came out with their own personal stories about this famous guy. And new messages were leaked by Adam Levine's yoga instructor or teacher, whatever you guys classify yourselves over in
La La Land world.
I don't do yoga. So the text was, I want to spend the day with you naked.
From Adam or the female?
From Adam to her.
Do we have her name?
Was one of the texts. So Zabel, and that's her last name, and that's all I'm going to give because these women don't, in my opinion, I don't want to make them, I'm not famous, but I don't want to give them any free advertisement. It's not my thing. These women don't need this shit. So she says that she showed her boyfriend the text that Adam Levine, because why not? I guess
she showed her boyfriend about the text.
The text that she got
like
from
Adam
Levine
just got your number randomly. Like he hasn't been fucking you for the last 6 months.
Exactly. Yeah. This is just the last text message that he sent you. Yeah. Who doesn't have their yoga teacher's number?
Yeah. Duh.
Well, I don't know. I think he's rich. Maybe he calls her over for private sessions. But I mean, if I were him, I would. So she said that her ex became violent and broke her wrist and, you know, her life changed because of it. It was a huge destructive moment. And when she told Adam Levine, he just ignored it. Never apologized about it. I don't know what he would have to apologize
for. What? You
exactly.
Gave him the number? A guy, I mean, yes, guys, we do, you know, when we're younger, we send these things. But as adults, they're all adults now. He wouldn't just randomly make that the first text.
No.
You guys have been having it. You just got caught. So now
who
you
jumped straight into
startled.
I want to spend a day with you naked.
Yeah, no. You've been naked already line? And you spend a couple days together. Trust me. And then the boyfriend to believe this, if he does believe this, you're a fucking idiot.
Right.
Yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, look, I don't tell anybody how to run their relationships. Maybe they're into it. Maybe they put pineapples up on their door. I don't know. So She had then said that he removed her from the up and coming tour and iced her out of all of, like, everything.
Oh, just she used to travel with him during the tour, doing yoga. Oh, weird.
Hashtag believe all women. Hashtag me too. Yep. I don't know. So this is, and it, you got to understand that from a guy's point of view, this is like, this is a dead giveaway. If there was an interrogation, I wouldn't even be asking questions. I already got all of the information I need. Yeah. Yeah.
So
the only thing that honestly pisses me off is that he came out and apologized, which to me is married. Like,
he didn't want to get caught. So he figured, yeah. I know what he's doing. All right. Not saying I speak from experience.
No.
The guy is just trying to stop the bleeding. It's not going to stop, Adam. You need to go to a doctor. You need to get stitches. You're not going to stop this wound on yourself. He's just trying to do some fuckery so his now wife, I mean, they're married, right? They have kids, I believe.
Yes. He's just trying to put out a statement now
and deal with it. Like, why wait 4 months to do what you would have done in 4 months? Just do it now, right?
So, you would think.
You would think, but.
Well, his apology, kind of, I don't know. He said in a quote, I used poor judgment in speaking with anyone other than my wife in any kind of flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Sounds like his lawyer wrote it. Yeah. Nevertheless, I crossed the line during a regrettable period of my life. Yeah, this, I mean. These are the stitches you're talking about, yes. Right? These are the stitches, each one. I apologize. I cannot be held accountable. But let me ask you something. And this is for anybody who thinks this is bad behavior. I'd like to point this out. He was rich. He was famous. He was talented and good looking.
Yes.
The only thing I think this guy doesn't have is like a skill for cooking. And I don't know him like that. So he might even. The amount of pussy this guy could have.
That's what I'm saying. Stadiums full.
Stadiums full. Oh. You could literally put a ticker tape outside and just watch the numbers fucking fly up as girls would line up. And these girls are complaining that one of them was like, the yoga teacher was like, he told his friend that I had the best ass in town. Yeah.
Okay. And he also told his neighbor that and the 1500 other girls he met that day.
Give me any guy. Imagine one person against an army of smoking hot bitches.
If you went to every NFL stadium and put Adam Levine in the middle and had every girl walk through that stadium and say, listen, if you would fuck him, come to the stadium, sit down, right? We'll do a free show. There would be 500 people doing the clickers because that stadium would be in and out. They would have an entrance and an exit looping around.
Right. So that's why I'm saying, like, he doesn't deserve criticism. He deserves a round of fucking applause because he's been able to keep it in his pants. Yes. Yes. He deserves the fucking Medal of Honor.
The Medal of Honor, Jack, take it easy.
Do you understand how much you have to fight your own natural instincts to not want to just grab a titty when you're
a celebrity, you got to think that you're being recorded 24 hours, 7 days a week, unless you're on a private house, boat.
Then don't get married and have kids. But
yeah,
that's
the thing I don't get with these people. If you're at that point, if you were married with kids and you're not at that point and then get at that point, you got to get a divorce. But if you're single.
Well, he said he never cheated.
He's cheated. I can guarantee you he's cheated.
I know, everyone watching this knows.
If your stay-at-home mom is not on tour with you 50% of the time or more, because why not? Why not have your family there? I don't want my family traveling with me all year. Well, they don't got to come to every event, but.
If you can make it to your son's basketball games, they can make it to your shows.
Exactly.
That's, I don't know.
There is either way. There is, I'm not saying all celebrities cheat. I mean, I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, the good looking ones.
I don't know. Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey definitely fucking bangs things.
Back in the day, he was slaying, dude. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
But he was hungry.
Yeah, he's not hungry anymore.
I can't really think of a celebrity that wouldn't take the opportunity. I mean, if you're surrounded by women.
Chris Pratt, the only one I'll give.
I don't even know who that is. Oh, I think I know who it is. Yeah, whatever.
Guardians of the Galaxy.
Sure, yeah, he's a good looking guy. Nah, he's cheating. Unless he's gay, then he's gay cheating.
Parks and Rec.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm going to give it to Chris Pratt because he apparently, well, I mean, I don't know. Let him come out with some fucking, with it, some.
Everything in the dark comes to light. This has been waiting for Adam. I guarantee you, what do we got? Three accusers? Which one was the, we got four now. Which one was, wait, the one in the bigger picture, that's his wife now?
No, that's the yoga.
That's the yoga girl. Yeah, oh, yeah. She looked like, I thought one of these accusers down here was the yoga. I was like, no way.
No.
Those girls don't work. They just take pictures. Yeah. Only fans and pictures. They don't know what work is.
That, and they look good. I'm telling you. They look, I gotta stop looking. Let's roll into the next thing, shall we?
I guess it's Jack's news, no?
Let's do it.
Jack, what do we got?
So speaking of big titties, that's how I like to start off every conversation. Who doesn't love a nice big pair, right? Careful what you wish for, though. No, look, it's been in the news. It's been covered by a couple of other people on YouTube. Exactly. Sometimes maybe good, and sometimes you don't want none. So a Canadian public school shop class teacher decided to put on. Yeah, I mean, I'm glad it's there, but you know what's coming here. It's soon.
Oh, so it's here. It's
just in Canada, public school shop class teacher decided to put on a pair of giant prosthetic porn star fake tits. Oh, and normally you're like, oh,
that's a thing. That what's she the puts problem? On, like straps them?
Yes.
Oh, that's not even real.
No,
she didn't have
no.
surgery.
She did not have surgery. There was no surgery. Well, these are
have surgery.
Oh, you ruined it.
Oh.
Oh.
Well, this for is everyone listening, you should have told me during
I was
the
talking about a man.
Oops.
They yeah, still see, normally I wouldn't have a problem with this, but they're not real. They're not, all right, by oh, not real, they're yeah. not real fake tits. They're not implants. They're literally the adult equivalent of stuffing your bra. And but to the extent where they droop well beyond his knees, well beyond the midsection of where his beer belly would be.
Let me describe that a little bit. So they don't even
they
start
look
at
like
the
giant
chest.
Missiles.
Yes. They're literally
missile tits.
Two overly inflated basketballs yes. in a shirt that droop to the waistband. You got to check out this second picture I posted. Doesn't that look like someone insane?
The you mean in the notes?
Yeah, I just posted.
Oh,
a picture.
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw that picture. Yeah,
that's, I would think that's another on one the that cover of like a fucking horror movie coming out.
Yeah, she's definitely all right.
Hi,
she's
Amanda.
Not passable at all. The school is totally okay with this, by the way. Defended her.
No, no, no.
And the way he whatever dresses, and not for nothing, but I remember going to school with no sleeves and getting in trouble. What the fuck
oh, yeah.
is going
and,
on?
And you couldn't even wear your jacket while sitting down, even if you were freezing, because, you know, public schools never really had great heat anyway to begin with.
Right, yeah. You would either freeze or die
take
of heat in the summer.
Take your fucking jacket off in the class.
Yeah, they were worried about us not being ready in the military to deal with high temperature. Yeah, you were wrong. Public school, baby. No, this is definitely a scene out of Punk'd. I honestly, if I was one of those kids in
real.
That class, I'd be looking around for Ashton Kutcher. Like,
yeah.
Is this?
Imagine having, and this is a teacher that's always been there. So imagine having a teacher, right? Like Mr. Silver will just say like, hey, Mr. Silver, how are you? Like you've seen him all last year. And then like, you know, the dean comes in and goes, hey boys, you know, Mr. Silver's going through some changes. He's going to have tits. He's going to have long hair.
They didn't even know this was going to happen. Actually, they were
what
just
is the name.
He identified as a woman a year previous, and then I guess just started putting them on. And the kids can't say shit. I send my kids to school. They're not allowed to wear hoodies. But Mrs. Gigantotits is allowed to operate a shop class
And they're fake titties and they come hard already. You know, like you would try to like, even though they're huge and you're like, you're going to see them as soon as you walk in, you really had to make those fake silicone tits hard on top of that. Like, why don't you just do the class naked at that point, right?
I can't show up in class wearing an Indian dress, blackface, or a red dot on my head.
That's racist.
Which is fine because I have zero fucking. No, I understand that. But you're not allowed to make fun. That's the reason they're not allowed. It's because you're making fun of the people that you're imitating, right? Mm-hmm. This guy is imitating 50% of America, of the world, right? All, he's imitating women to an exaggerated extent. And the school's like, it's his right, her right to feel the way and look the way he, she feels inside. Sir, your tits are inappropriate. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, my pronouns are she and it shit.
No, it's just inappropriate. I don't care what your pronouns are. You're not allowed to look like that around my kid. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, and why like, bring not, it to not school? Whatever happened to keeping something secretly? Like, I still live a secret life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just, there's some things that no one knows about me.
And should
I'll
never
maybe
know.
Write it one day or, I don't know.
In your memoirs after you die.
Or like the guy was at the morgue is going to see like a fucking scripture on my ass eventually when he embalms me. He's going to go, huh, I wonder if his family knows.
Who's Thomas?
Yeah. Thomas? Jack? Vinny? Jack. We're here?
Enter here?
What? The Oh, by the way, speaking of, I got a fucking, oh my God. So I had a buddy of mine, right? We were out to the bar. I think it was right before football. It was like a week before football. We went out and he was telling me a story. He was like, yeah, at work, you know, I was changing in the locker room and one of the guys made a rumor, right? He told one of the Asian guys, he goes, yo, you got to see this guy's tattoo. He has a mouse on his ass.
Nice.
And every time he would go to like, you know, he'd be changing. And every time the Asian dude would be like, hey, can I see that tattoo? He'd be like, you know, not today. You know, I'll start putting on the clothes, go to work, you know, dig up whatever you do. And it's been going on. He's been fucking like getting him for 4, 5, 6, 7 months now. Finally, like the dude holding got out. There. Yeah, holding out like a 7 month joke. Holding out. He's finally changing. So he's you know, he's pulling his pants on to put his fucking whatever graveyard uniform or whatever bullshit.
Yeah.
And the dude goes, hey, no. I want to see this mouse. Show me this mouse. He goes, all right. And my boy, he's Sicilian, man. So you already know Harry from the fucking right here, the neck down to the
ankles. Have to shave him to see the tattoo.
Yes. So he takes his uniform off, takes it, pulls down, and actually like spreads. And the Asian guy's like, he's looking and he's getting up. He's like, look, he's like, I don't see no mouse. He goes, I guess it went in the hole. So for 7 months, he kept him on a cliff.
Wow.
That was great.
That's how you do it. That's yes.
That's how you keep an idiot in suspense. Anything more on this abnormal big titty hua?
I do have one question. If you were in this person's class, wait, hold on. Well, I mean, because you want to know why? Because it's not, he doesn't actually want to be a woman. He just gets off on dressing like a ridiculous version of a woman. He doesn't actually want to be a woman. You understand? Like, there's a difference, the difference in that.
I guess.
He definitely gets off thinking to himself, I was just around all those kids with my tits down to my knees. Like, he's a fucking, he's a pedo. I wouldn't let him near my kids.
And just so, yeah, the people that are listening, just type in Canadian shop class teacher big tits. That's what I did. And I had
it's all over
500.
The place.
Yeah, you'll get it quick.
But, so, my question to you is, if this... Whatever.
I would laugh repeatedly. Came
by, well, it was in your class and you had to keep your mouth shut or you get suspended. I can't keep and, you my know, mouth shut. I understand that. But now imagine you're a normal person. Well, even a normal person would go, holy shit. You know,
say I was a compliant kid that's not going to speak my mind and just be fucking told what to do my whole life. No.
Yeah. But imagine you're in the classroom, you got your head down, and you're trying to fucking not pay attention to what the fuck's going on over in Circus World, and you're trying to do your work, and you have problems with this math question, and you know you got no choice but to go ask, And along comes this thing, and she just kind of like leans in.
I touch look it.
On your paper.
You touch it. Yeah. I touch it. I do that fake, like I would like follow her and see how like she does her things for like a week or two. And then I know that she's coming down the aisle, and I would just be like this, like, oh, sorry. But they're fake. They're not even like, at least not fake real. Like,
right.
I was wondering, I was like, there's like, who would get a boob job like that?
The only thing that's missing is for him to put a giant bulge in his pants.
Well, that's the thing. And people like this don't normally have giant bulges in the pants.
No. But I'm just saying, you get a nice deli sized salami, and you throw it in your pants, walk around, and have them complain to you about that. Just see how ridiculous you
answer
get.
Answer this truthfully. Because
this is the line. Yeah. This is way past the line.
Answer this truthfully. So he wants to be a she, right?
No.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what he says.
Well, he's got long hair, fake tits, dresses like a woman, has makeup on. He wants to be a she, right?
Okay.
Biologically impossible, but if you want to identify as a gender, then...
Whatever. Yeah.
If you see this in the street, are you even attracted to it as a heterosexual male?
My eyes will not break direct contact with whatever that is. Not because there's any attract, but just because of how fucking bizarre. It's like if an elephant came walking down the street, you wouldn't watch the elephant walk past you.
Yes. And I'll give you my honor. If I seen that, especially the pink one you posted, and I was driving, I would have been like, whoa, like, was that real?
Yeah.
I'd be like, Jack, really? we're doing a U-turn. Yes, we're doing a U-turn. But then obviously then you start seeing the characteristics, the movements, the hands. Holding more than 5 pounds in a bag, you're like, whoa, that's
the awesome quads and flat ass, the Adam's apple, the giant hands. Yeah. To say the least, he's not passable.
No, yeah. On the pass scale, you're not.
You fail, sir. You fail.
You're like,
you lose. Good day, sir. Yeah.
If Stevie Wonder did one of these, he would even know that it's full of shit.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, I think we're good here.
I think we're great here.
What do we got, Jack?
Just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody on Instagram that decided to join us, thank you very much. Yes. I hope you enjoyed.
Sweet. Yeah, you can catch us on Unfollow Vic Podcast. We'll do some more live things. We'll work on it. I know we were double echoing. But show us some love. Show us on YouTube. Subscribe. Hit that like button, that notification. We do shows once a week. I like this show. The show was good. I got to take a lot of shit off my chest, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, follow us, Instagram, Facebook. And that's about it, man. I mean, it's a good show. I guess we'll see you guys next week. Hope you enjoy the Facebook Live, all 10 of you.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.
Peace.